So the Gemara says like this. Boy, Rav Papa. Rav Papa clears to ask the question like this. Yesh yad lekedushin oiloi. When a man goes to marry his wife, and he uses al yad, we'll soon see what the case is. You say a loshin, that we're not 100% sure if you mean to marry her or not. Is that good or not? Just like by Nedarim it's good, what about by Kedushin? So the Rosh speaks out, the Nedarim loshin hegdeshevi, shematmis bedvarim anedarim, o Kedushin nami loshin hegdesh, gamina bekedushin. Now as Kedushin is loshin hegdesh, and Nedarim is a loshin of hegdesh. So therefore the Gemara is sad to say, just like by Nedarim, we have this chiddush of Yodayim, maybe by Kedushin also is good. Or else maybe no, maybe only by Nedarim, and not by Kedushin. Well, let's first see the case. For the Gemara, Heshidami, what's the case talking about? Eli Madiyom Alali Isha, Harayat Mekudeshes Li. He went over to one lady, and he gave her money, and he said clearly to her, Harayat Mekudeshes Li. So that's a regular good Kedushin, that's not Yodayim, that's a clear Kedushin. But then, Viyom Alachaverto, then you went over to a friend next to her and said, V'yat nami, and you also. That's what you said to her. For the Gemara, if so, by the second friend, that's not even a yad. For the Mavshita, in a Kedushin Atzmon. That's Mamish Kedushin. If you said, V'yat nami, and you also, that's like saying, you sold the first girl lady, I want to marry you. And then you went to the second one and said, and you too, that's like saying clearly, I want to marry you also. So that's not a question, that's not a yad. Ella, where's the case like this? They're going, the Omer lo Yisha. He went over to a lady and said like this, Harayat Mekudeshesli, I want to marry you. And the Ran says, you gave this lady two prutas. You gave her one pruta and a second pruta. So to the first lady you said to her, Harayat Mekudeshesli, and you gave her two prutas. The Omer lo Lechaverto, and then you went to a neighbor, the friend right next to her, Viyat. And he just said, and you. That's all you said to the second one. You didn't say, and you too. You just said, and you, viyat. Now the question is, what does the word viyat mean? Mi arminim, do we say, viyat nami yomalo, lechaverto, vitafsi bo kedushin lechaverto? Do we say really what he meant to say is, and you too? Even though we didn't speak it out, so what? That's called a yad. That's the side by Nedarim. By Nedarim, if you start off saying something, and we know what you mean, even though you didn't finish it off, that's a good lashon. So maybe by Kedushin also it's called a good Lashon. If you told the first lady I'm marrying you, and to the second one you said, and you, maybe but as a saying and you, it's a shortcut of saying and you too, but we know that's what you meant to say, and therefore the Kedushin is good. I, where's the money? You gave the first one two prutas. So if you really mean to marry the second one also, so by giving the first one a prutas, the pshat is, you gave her two prutas, so one prutas for herself, do you want a mekadoshah? And the second prut you gave her, the second coin is, that she should be a shliach to accept it for her friend. Anisha can make a shliach. So therefore it's like you gave your wife now two prutis. One is to marry you, and one is for the kesa gedushin for the other one. And when you said the word viat, and you said the second one, and you also meant to say and you too. So if you'd say yesh yad the kedushin would be chal. I do, but the question is maybe no, maybe it's not what he meant. Idilma viat, when he said to the second one and you, you know what he meant to say to the second one and you. Chazoi, that's all he meant to say. Oma lo lechaverta, that you should look, that's all. Fletavsi bo kedushin lechaverta, and then the kedushin will not be chal. So that's the question. Is there such a yad or not? In other words, we don't know clearly what he meant. From the word viat, we have a doubt. Maybe he meant to tell the second one and you, look what's going on here, that's all. He meant to tell the second one, look what's doing. Like, I'm marrying my wife now, and he told her friend there, and you look. Maybe that's all he meant to say. Maybe he didn't mean to marry her. On the other side is no. If you say there would be a parasha of Yodayim, then we would say from these Yodayim, we would take off to say that most probably meant to say, I want, and you too, I also want to marry you, and then the Kedushin would be Chal. So Rashi said the Ransom like this, Oidilma viat chazoy yomolo lechaverta. When you said viat and you to the neighbor, you meant to tell her just look. So to round the alpha gav le mashma hochi, havad is not mashma, it's not really what doesn't look that way. Viat machiachu, to viat namikomer, but really, if you ask anybody, really, it's pretty much clearly what the man meant to do is to marry the second one also. Like we see clearly what the guy do here. He gave the first lady two prutas. But that's also modna. You only have to give her one for kedushin. And then right away you went to the neighbor and told her, viat and you. So really that's a Yad Mechiyach that really we should say and look as if you meant to say, of course, Vietnami. But, Kivon Dien Yad, if you're going to tell me now that there's no halachas of Yad by Kedushin, that means a beginning of a Lashon is not enough. When you want to marry, you have to speak out clearly. Harayat Mekudeshesli, there's no shortcuts by Kedushin. Therefore, Lo Mehani HaKedushin. V'yamrin of Yachazoy Kama. Why? Because if there's no Din Yodayim, a Yad, so then that means, look at the word he said. If you're just going to look at the word himself he said, that word does not mean 100% Kedushin. The words V'yat could just mean, and you, look what's doing here. I'm marrying my wife, so you just look. But if you say there's a chiddush of Yadayim, right then the chiddush of Yadayim is, if we hear a beginning of a Lashon, that's enough, in other words, as if we can look as if you ended off the whole thing. So we look as if you ended off a Yatnami, because that's really what you meant to say. So in the word Viyat, we hear as if you really said Viyatnami. That's why the Kedushin could be Chal. So this is Rapapa Shaila. Do you say there's a Yesh Yad Halachas of Yad by Kedushin, and the beginning of a Lashon, we consider as if we finish it for you, and therefore we hear Kedushin, or else no, we can't finish it for you. Just this word, Va'at alone, does not mean Kedushin. The word Viyat can mean come and see. That was Rav Papa's Shaila. This the Gemara says now, Omi mi boi le Rav Papa, the Rav Papa really asked us for a question. Since Rav Papa himself said to Abaya, that Mi Sava Shmuel, Yodayim Shem Achichas Heaven Yodayim? Does Shmuel really hold that Yodayim Shem Achichas is called Yodayim? Mechla the Svila Rav Papa, the Yesh Yad le Kedushin. Now, Rav Papa sets up by like this. To Shmuel hold Yodayim, Shemekas have Yodayim. In other words, this Shaila by Kedushin here. And when Rav Papa heard the Shaila Kedushin, he said, like Mashma, this is called the Yad Shein Mechiyach. So he says, according to Shmuel, Yodayim, Shemekas don't help, the Ran says. For Midiomale Rav Papa Labayim, Misav Shmuel, Shemekas Yodayim. Got the Kedushin, the Perakam of the Kedushin. There's the Gemara Kedushin like that. Like Rav Papa said to Abaya, to Shmuel hold the Yadayim Shem Mechichas is good, but Shmuel holds is no good. Michlal, from that's the proof in that Gemara Kedushin Daf Hei, the Svila Rav Papa himself holds the Yesh Yad the Kedushin. The Midlai Metama, El Abiyad Shein Mechiyach, the Chal the Mechiyach Pshitle the Abiyad. And the other Gemara says, a Lashon of you make a Yad Shein Mechiyach, it helps by Kedushin. So Rav Papa says, a question, I Shmuel says you need Yadayim Mechichas. But our kolpon mechurik smashma, if it would have been Yadayim Achichas, Rav Papa would have agreed for sure that you do have a yad by Kedushin. So how come over here Rav Papa's masupik? And there at smashma, Rav Papa says clearly, there is halachas of yad by Kedushin. So Gemara says, Enechanami, Choda migo my desvila l'shmul omele labaya. That Rav Papa just meant to ask back according to Shmuel Svara. In other words, really Rav Papa himself has a question, maybe there's no din yad altogether by Kedushin. But Papa means to say, even if you want to tell me there is a Yad by Kedushin, but it's still a Kash on Shmuel. Because there in the Gemara, Kedushin is talking about a Yad Shein Mechiyach. And the Yad Shein Mechiyach, Shmuel holds clearly, it doesn't help. Even by Nedarim, it doesn't help. So that's why Rav Papa only asked the question. Now the Papa only asked Chod the Migu. In other words, if you're going to tell on this side of the Chakira that there is a Yad in Kedushin, but I call upon him, according to Shmuel, it has to be Mechiyach. But Enechlam, it could be it's true that the Papa himself has a question like he has here. Even if you tell me a Yad Mechiyach, maybe by Kedushin though, there's no parsha of Yadayim Yadayis altogether. The Ran learns that the Havim that the Tzal is Tam, that you should learn out from the Zerus. Ran at top Ran says, "Can we boil it? Me Amir and Hidlo Yisrabelu Yadis Badya Garmina B'Mamitzino Minadarim." There's no special pasuk by Kedushin to say Yadayim, but we'll learn it out with a Mamitzinu. Just like by Nedarim there's a Din Yad, maybe by Kedushin also. Or Yen Yad, the other side is maybe no, you can't learn this out. That was Rav Papa's question. Now the Gemara says like this. Boy, Rav Papa, asked another question. Yesh Yad Lepeya or Yen Yad Lepeya. When a person cuts down his fields, they want to leave over a certain portion for the Niyam, make payer out of it, is there a Yad there also? Like to leave over the sada, part of the field, to be payah, it's like a nidrei tzedakah. Like you're saying, this part of the field is left over for the aniyim. Is there a yad there or not? But the marhechidami, what's the case talking about? Ilai midiyama hadein ugyilevi payah. The person said, this row of whatever's growing there, this row of the vegetables, should be left over for payah. Fahadein nami, then he went to a second row and he said, and this also,
For the Gemara, he pay him al yasi. That's not a yad. That's saying clearly. You're saying this row should be payah, then you're saying clearly, and the next row also. That's not a yad. That's speaking out clearly. You want both these rows to be payah. Kikami boile, you know where the question is going in the case, diyoma v'adein. He just said, and this. He said, hadein ugo levi payah. This row of vegetables should be payah. And then he said, v'adein, and this row. For lo yoma nam, he didn't say also. So that's the question. What does the word v'adein mean? Does if you say there's a yad by payah, so most probably when you say the word v'adein, you also meant v'adein also. But if you tell me there's no yisayd of yadis, so that means you just have to look at this one word by itself, v'adein. V'adein by itself doesn't mean anything. True, by saying this, we know you meant to hand off to say v'adein nami payah. But since you didn't say that, we don't know that in a yad, it won't be good. So that's the Rapapa's second question. What's the luck of payah? And the Ran speaks out, even if Kedushin is no good, but I call upon him, payah is more daima to neder. Payah is more daima to nedarim. Like the Ran says, Klaimim, tim tzolayna be Kedushin, ein yad, to lay yiskish nedarim klal, payah the yiskish mai. Payah there is a hekish to nedarim. So maybe payah also has a din of yodis. For at the Gemara's time, as I ask Yishal now, mai, Moses Mechlal, it's a proof here, to chiyoma sada kulut evi payah vi payah. Even though Mikra Din, you only have to leave over one small portion of your field for payah. But what's going to be the person who wants to leave his whole field for payah? So mashmir, you could do it. If you want to give more than you have to, it's also called payah. Because you're saying one field, one row, then you're saying another row. So l'churat mashmir, in the first row, there was enough of a shear of payah. And you want to add another row, mashmir, you could add another row. So it comes out, you can make your whole field payah if you want to. Gemara says, in, yes, it's true, you could do like that. For Tanya, the proof we learn like this. Minayin, how do we know? Shem Reitz Alasas Kol Sadeya Peya. If you want to leave over your whole field, you have a whole cornfield, and you want to leave over the whole thing for the Aniyim, you have a right to do it. And once you say a Reitz Peya, you're not allowed to take it back anymore. It's not Hefka, only Aniyim have a right to take it. How do we know you could do that? Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk says, Pas Sadecha. It says Sadecha. Mashma, if you want, you can make your whole Sada Peya. So now, what's the so good? V'akoponim, what's the question by Peya? My, me, I'm going to do, we say, Kivun the yiskish l'kabonis. Peya is a hookish l'kabonis. So therefore we say, my kabonis, just like by Nidre Hegdish, Yeshlem Yad, there's a parasha of Yad, Av Peya Yeshlo Yad, who are then when you say, Hodein Ugya Levi Peya. And then you said to the next row, Vadein, should also be a Yad, that we see you mean to make it Peya, it's also Chapeya. I do, maybe no. Ki iskish, when do we say there's a hekish that peya has a locha like hegdish, like a bonus, lebal tacher, who the iskish? Only to be over the isk of bal tacher, that if you don't give peya for a long time, for then you're over the lav of bal tacher. But maybe for this chiddish, if you say yesh yodayim, if there's a yad for peya not, maybe there's no proof that wouldn't be the hekish. But the more stand the hekish iskish, where's this hekish that we learn out peya from hegdish?
There's this hekish to kabonis. Not the Gemara said the Tanya, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Mei Imoch, is Zeh Leket Shichra Peya.